Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use continues. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for March 20th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is hour two of two. Always the goal to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders. The blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, is the answer. If we apply pure application of the principles that made America great, we can do it again. It's a road to hoe, I know. Americans have been indoctrinated by your government schools for so long, they want every solution, but the solution that's proven historically to work. Welcome to the broadcast. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. With painstaking effort, Kurt, I got the notes together for the last hour's interview. We had our guest on, Mr. Bliss II of the John Birch Society. Bliss is a regional field director for the JBS over a 9-state area. The website for the JBS, jbs.org, that's the John Birch Society. The organization's almost 60 years old. They have an event happening this evening at 7:30 p.m. What is the real price of free trade? A fantastic topic. Speaker will be CEO of the JBS. That's Art Thompson. Admission is $5. Locations at the Salt Lake City Community College on the Miller campus. You got the address for that, Kurt?
It's on just west of I-15 at about 9700
It's 9750 south. 9750 south, 300 west. And we talked about what is a global citizen. There's a big push for a global citizen movement. 480,000 plus people pushing to be global citizens. And on the JBS website that I saw last hour when I was gathering all this information, it might be a good point to start on with our current guest, Scott Bradley, to preservethenation.com. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, gentlemen. Always good to hear your voices so bright and early and happy on these spring mornings that we're having, in spite of the fact it's in the mid-20s at my house right now.
Well, that's called global warming, sir. Are you going to the JBS event tonight?
You know, I would be there, but I've got another commitment. I've got a radio interview in the Midwest that I'm doing during the time that I would be there.
Tell them you got a JBS event to go to and you just can't make it, you know?
You know, I know, really. I mean, Art Thompson and I are friends, and I've spoken at a number of their council dinners. And
in fact, you are one of their certified, well-known speakers, right?
Well, certified is a pretty high level of, you know, acceptance. But
hey, you got a PhD. Come on.
Yeah, we've had a lot to do with them over the years, and they're good people. They've got a solid foundation, and honestly, they're I wish they could focus on every single bad thing that comes up. It seems like they've kind of gone with a kind of a trifold kind of a mission this year against the efforts for a Constitution Convention, against these so-called free trade agreements, and against the Common Core stuff. These things are cutting the very foundation under the nation, and there's a lot of other things that are bad out there, but boy, I'll tell you what, these things are, it's like a freight train. It's going to be a train wreck. We're going to go off a cliff if we continue following the path that the globalists have got us on, and this so-called free trade thing. And by the way, just as a side note, I'll make a comment here. So many of the quote-unquote conservative politicians in Washington that seem to vote, you know, pretty good on a lot of things are out in the weeds on international stuff. They're trying to take us to war, or they're trying to foster these free trade agreements. And sometimes we give them a pass because they voted something pretty good. And then the thing that's really undercutting the nation, they're out there fostering it, like the free trade agreement or a Constitution Convention. And I could name names if you want me to, but I'm telling
you. Well, part of the problem with that is, I don't know that it's that we give them a pass on it. The debate really comes down to it. It's kind of like the debate between should we vote for a third party or stick with the Republicans. You know what? There's great sides to both sides of that argument. You know what? On one hand, the Republicans, at least many of them, are trying to do the right thing. They're trying to support their platform. They're doubling down. The Campaign for Liberty is a great example. Ron Paul to Rand Paul to Ted Cruz to Mike Lee to But yet, on the other hand, we say, you know what? Those guys are a failure. Number one, they're backing a failed system. Parties were a big concern to our founders. Factions were a serious problem. But at the same time, you say, well, how do I not give them a pass on that, but support them in the right and the good things that they do? And there comes the battle. Do I just reject them? Take a Mike Lee, for instance. He's a great guy. Met him personally. Nice person. He does a lot of good. Let's be very clear. The mainstream hates his guts. On the other hand, there's a lot of things that Mike Lee stands for that I just shake my head at. Do I support him in the things I agree on and say he's a great guy because he's better than most? Or do I simply say, hey, man, he's not pure. He's not, drilling down directly with the supreme law to land the Constitution, and so we got to jettison this guy. Isn't that the age-old debate, Scott?
Well, it really is, but a lot of the people aren't as well immersed in this as you, and these nuances that people think are little tiny things. Like you mentioned Mike Lee. He has written and co-sponsored resolution that would start a preemptive war against Iran. That's a military adventurism that violates the Constitution. He is also in favor of free trade agreements, which would undermine our sovereignty. He is also in favor of a con, and he's been fostering them for years without really coming out and saying it. And so you say, well, okay, the things that are really chopping the legs off from underneath this nation, we need to expose those things and have people understand that, you know what, if Mike's doing a great thing in one area, let's help him understand he needs to get out of the weeds on these other things and come back and get on the track that's going to, you know, keep this on the path of being the greatest, freest, strongest, most happy, and most prosperous nation on earth, and quit fostering these internationalist agendas that I think his handlers have put him on to. I believe that those that are handling Mike Lee, I mean, you know, he's one of the right-hand guys of Mitch McConnell in the Senate right now. And Mitch McConnell, nobody is more mainstream establishment than Mitch McConnell.
The people love Mitch, though.
Oh, who?
Oh, man. First off, the people elected him over and over. How many times has that guy been elected?
Probably about 30 dozen. But
all right. Now, next, they tried to get this guy out of the Senate as the Senate Majority Leader, right?
Right.
But, hey, they want him there, don't they?
The establishment wants him there, just like they want Boehner there.
How many people in the Senate you think want that guy gone, and how many people in the House you think want Boehner gone?
Not enough.
I mean, in the House, what, we tried to create a coup, and how many people even backed getting rid of Boehner?
About four.
All right.
I mean,
so
I'm understating this, I know, but the fact of the matter is we need to send representatives that have teeth, that understand their principles and can chew their own meat.
Well, when are you running again then, Scott? Because other than that, I don't even have anybody good to vote for, right?
Well, you know, I ran for the Senate twice. I'm a two-time loser, I tell people, and the people didn't want to hear it. But we need more education. We need to have the level of understanding raised among Americans. See, because we are really the solution. If Americans said this, and see, the politicians just want to hold the job. I mean, yeah, there's there for special agendas and all this kind of stuff, and they get sent there to do this or that or the other oftentimes that their power base sends them for. But if we had people that could walk on their own two legs in terms of walking the walk and talking the talk about the principles, if we had people that could chew their own meat in terms of understanding the principles, and we didn't have to feed it like pablum to babies, and we didn't have to carry them around, to take them from one good thing to another, we would be so much better off. But we, the people, continue to send people that are buying our votes.
When
I ran, I mean, what are you going to give me if I vote for you, the people would say. And I say, well, I'm actually going to only try and restore the thing that will allow you to become everything that God gave you.
That doesn't work. I want a con, man.
I know. Or you want this other entitlement. I mean, look at the bipartisan thing right now that's going on with the slave trade on sex and kids and everything like that. And the federal government's involved in that, okay? There's a passionate thing, bipartisan, on this. They're stuck on a little deal about can you provide an abortion for somebody that's been a prostitute or something. But if you look at the baseline principles, they are in an area, I mean, in spite of the fact that this will sound blasphemous also almost to most Americans, we want people to get out of the slave trade business. But it's not the national government's, it's not in the charter. It's not in the Constitution. Churches, and if there's to be something done locally, whatever, but I'm here to tell you, you cannot find a shred of evidence that there's anything in the Constitution that would say the United States should be involved in this business of setting up, safety nets for kids that are caught up in prostitution. Churches and everybody used to do this business until we've given it all to the government. And you say, oh, but it's such a good cause. Well, you know what? Everybody has a good cause. And if you'll bend on one thing, you'll bend on them all. It's just who has the reins and can pull the lever and turn the nation away from the foundation. And pretty soon, we're run amok like we are now.
We have 480,000 people around the world that want to become global citizens, according to a globalcitizens.org website. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about that, and we'll talk about this other interesting tidbit. It's not a conspiracy once it hits CNN. That's on the JBS website. We'll talk about that in seconds. Scott Bradley, to preserve the nation, our guest, Dr. Scott Bradley, I might add.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Sam and Kurt back on Liberty Roundtable Live. Scott Bradley, Dr. Scott Bradley, topreservethenation.com, riding shotgun. So a listener emails in. He says, hey, man, immigration is something in the Constitution. It was an issue last election. Where on earth is the GOP? And this is kind of the point that Kurt made last hour that I think is a valuable point, which is, you know what? We've got such a target-rich environment of problems to solve in the country. It's like impossible to even figure out what to focus on. And Americans are divided, and that was kind of my point. We're so divided that I think my issue is so important, and everybody else thinks their issue is so important, and that, you know what? We're all just doing our very best. Kurt's point's well taken. At the same time, you kind of wonder if we ought to double down and find some mutually agreed upon agenda items to get together. Right now, we're so divided, we're conquered. If we could unite under a core set of ideas, you mentioned kind of the threefold mission of the John Birch Society. I'm not a member of the John Birch Society, although I appreciate a lot of the good they do. That they have some valid points. You know, healthcare is a valid point. Immigration is a valid point. See, now we're back to that discussion again. I think it's very difficult. And when you say, where's the GOP? The answer is they already got elected, sir. So now they don't care about it. They're gone. They said they were going to really double down, triple down, deal with healthcare, too. They're not. They said they were going to sequester. They were going to decrease the size and scope of government, but they just released, that's the Republicans, a $3.8 trillion budget. Okay, but that's the starting low. By the time the Democrats and the whoever's insiders get done with it, it's going to be well above $4 trillion. We're not cutting anything, folks. It's grown, I should say, and spawned way out of control. And Kirk Crosby's right that, hey, if we're just going to complain, that really doesn't have a lot of value. We got to focus on solutions. I agree with Kurt. He's absolutely right. The question becomes, what solutions should we double down on? How do we prevent from being so fractionalized? How do we really work on an issue? Well, the John Birch Society is having an event tonight. It's at 7:30. It's in Sandy, Utah. What's the real price of free trade? I think it's a valuable, valid topic. Speaker CEO Art Thompson from the JBS will be there speaking. Admission's only $5. It's nothing, folks. Location's at the Salt Lake City Community College on the Miller campus. It's 9750 South, 300 West in Sandy, Utah. Okay? Now, our guest, Scott Bradley's a well-known speaker for the JBS. And CNN has an article that says this. Well, let me say this. Their article doesn't say this, but the John Birch Society wrote a headline about this. No conspiracy. CNN is now touting a North American union. All right, so CNN's now blatantly talking about, we got to have a North American union. We got to have it. We're moving towards this global citizen idea. So, Scott Bradley, I present the question to Kurt and then you. What do you say? I mean, on one hand, we want to fight the UN, and the JBS has been trying to get out of the UN forever. I mean, as long as I've been alive and more. And you know what? It's a critical issue. On the other hand, you know what? Immigration is a critical issue. Healthcare is a critical issue. The abuse of Federal Reserve is a critical issue. The education system indoctrinating Americans, no wonder we're in such trouble, is an issue. The media, critical issue. Healthcare, critical issue. What do you do, Kurt? Any idea? I know.
You know, working. All I can see is, I just don't know what else to say except for, that's one of the reasons that we worked together to start Liberty Roundtable years ago, was in hopes that we could bring folks to a round table, to the table, and, to share information about their different efforts and in hopes to maybe put all those little brush fires of freedom into, who knows, maybe even a big fire for freedom.
What do you think, Scott? I'm saying that there's just so many things to work on. We're so divided. I don't mean to just complain about it, although I think it's wise to kind of take stock about what the issues are and where our focus ought to be, and then most importantly, work on the solutions of how do we unite? How do we double down? Maybe my issues aren't as important as I think they are. Maybe, well, I need to help others with their issues.
I hear you, Sam, but I think that we're losing the big picture. I think that what happens is they try to get us kind of in silos, in bunkers, if you will, where one's an abortion, anti-abortionist, one's for Second Amendment, one's for trying to get the balanced budget, whatever. The whole solution to keeping America what it was to begin with is to go back to the foundation that vouchsafed all of the things that we've got. See, abortion is not even an issue that should be, on the table, because the Constitution is there to protect life, liberty, and property. When we talk about balancing a budget, if we lived by the limits and bounds that are found in the Constitution, we wouldn't be off on all these entitlement programs. We wouldn't be off on all this military adventurism. We would not be trying to become a global citizen where we, this idea where, the solution is going to be merging together. We're not going to be under the Constitution, folks. Think beyond the end of your nose. If we merge into a North American Union or to some transatlantic kind of thing, or some kind of thing that goes on the Trans-Pacific, or the, you know, any of these agreements we've got out there that are fostering this subversion of that great title of liberty, that great charter of this nation, the United States Constitution. Everything that's wrong that they try to get us to smear us all over the place, and we all become, oh, mine's more important than yours. No, let's go center back on the plain English words of the United States Constitution, the limits and bounds. It established this nation. It said this national government has these delegated powers and none else. We said it over and over again, not only, well, for the example, the Ninth and Tenth Amendments, but the founders in their own words and deeds lived up to that. And we have abandoned that, and what we're doing is we're looking into strange orchards to pick fruit that's gone south on us. I mean, we are not going back to the foundation. And that's the whole crux of the problem, is we're looking for solutions where there aren't any, and these little nuanced things, oh, ain't it awful that we've got people that are involved in prostitution? Well, the issue is the Constitution doesn't allow the national government to dally with that. We don't have the authority to go spend money on issues like entitlement programs and all of the different things that people are feeding at the trough at. We don't have the authority to just run off and be the world's policeman. We don't have those authorities. Everything has a limit and bounds. It's so clearly stated that there is no way that if Americans became completely immersed in sound constitutionalists that our foolish leaders would be able to take us off these paths. I really believe that all of the solutions are found in returning to that great charter of liberty, that charter of the nation, the United States Constitution. It's a contract.
I concur with your view, Scott Bradley. Pete from Wisconsin's got the answers. Hi, Pete.
Hello. How's it going, Sam?
Good, sir.
Hey, I like you guys' program. I really do. I think it's a good thing. I think the gentleman who was just speaking is absolutely correct. Most of the things that they're discussing in the media has absolutely nothing to do with the Constitution.
And, well, let me give you an example to make the point. I want you to chime in on this too, Pete. There's a 19-year-old kid that was at college and he was in a humanities class, Kurt.
A 19-year-old at college in a humanities class.
Yeah, he was banned from the discussion, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. Humanities
class,
and he was he was with his college professor, and the college professor went ballistic, right, Kurt?
Well, that's right, and it's at a small private school, private university. The kid happens to be a black man, but he's disagreeing with the whole rape idea, that, you know, rape culture and stuff. And what you see in his situation is basically they said, hey, he upsets too many people, and so we're just going to ban him from
speaking. Well, what's
speaking.
His position?
Well, you know, at least to me, the issue isn't so much what his position is, but that in America now, when we upset people, if we
then
say certain things, right, then we just say, hey, no more freedom of speech for you.
Yeah, but what's his position, Kurt?
I'll get it for you right
now. All
right,
let's get that,
because
I think it's valid, important here to understand his position. And I'll tell you why in a second. Pete's with us. Pete, I want your response to this. This is exactly the point. This has nothing to do with the Constitution, but it has everything to do with back in the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto, government schools everywhere. And then you wonder why there's problems in government school, huh?
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Some of you might be wondering, just what is the Get Prepared Expo? The Get Prepared Expo is designed to help everyone survive tornadoes, snowstorms, ice storms, earthquakes, and God forbid, a real terrorist attack. Are you ready? Have you thought through all the scenarios? At the Get Prepared Expo, you'll meet exhibitors who will help you prepare and survive and learn what you need. Included in your all-day passes are one-hour seminars on water filtration, cooking and heating without electricity, wood, or any kind of fuel. The all-important survival garden and growing food with heirloom seeds, radiation detection and radiation survival. There are over 60 seminars at the Get Prepared Expo. Think of it as a college preparedness degree in a weekend. Get Prepared Expos are taught by preparedness leaders, authors, medical doctors, and radio personalities. Bring your questions. We have the answers. We hope to see you the last weekend in March, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0-degree sleeping bag. This comfortable, family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
We're talking about the term rape culture, ladies and gentlemen, because at this liberal arts college in, I think it's Oregon, this guy is challenging the status quo. And he's been banned from even having a discussion. He's not allowed to even talk in his humanitarian class anymore. Why? Well, because he doesn't just go along with the feminist propaganda going on at our government schools, Kurt.
Well, yeah, this school happens to be called Reed College, and it's in Portland, Oregon. This kid's name is Jeremiah True. He's a 19-year-old.
Now, isn't that comical? And, Jeremiah True wants the truth.
Yeah,
just saying.
I know, that's what I was thinking. But anyway, apparently his, Humanities 110 professor, Pancho Savory, had warned him.
And they're talking about a subject that's not too savory, by the way.
Yeah, that's right. Warned him that his views on campus sexual assault were bothering other students. This he did before he ultimately sent him an email telling them that he was forbidden from participating in the conference portion of the class at all. The NationalReview.com
says that... Get to the details of his views, though.
Well, the bottom line is he said that this statistic that they promote and quote about how 1 out of 5 college women are assaulted, he just said, hey, this thing's been debunked and it's not true.
But you're not allowed to say that, Kurt. Doesn't matter what the truth is. Doesn't matter if the statistics and the science backs you up. Buddy, that's what they're promoting. And, hey, he's basically got a T, right?
It almost reminds you of the whole global warming crowd, et cetera.
Great point. Now, he then says the problem is they want to change the definition of rape. Every assault considered a rape? That's a slippery slope. We're going to be in trouble over this thing. And he's saying, why do we want to make the rape number sound higher in the first place? See, now he's doubling down on the real issue. And the answer is because men are out. Women are in. And men are evil. Every one of them is a rapist. I mean, if you've ever been involved sexually with anybody at any time, you really raped them. I mean, they gave consent, but it was really under duress. Okay, and they're moving towards this hostile agenda towards men, towards families. Okay, if you have sex for fun, then by golly, you have a right in government ought to buy your birth control, especially if the woman initiates it. And it can be with anybody, anytime, anywhere, and it's all good. You stand for any principles of morality, and you're absolutely on the ropes to be barbecued. And I submit to you, this college student is in exactly that case. If you had been advocating for the feminist agenda, they would have praised him as a hero. But if he wants to stand up for real definitions, for real accountability, for statistics that hold water, for appropriate views of God, family, and country, the guy's shut out. He's got a T. He's kicked out of the game. It's like a double T all in one by the professor. Let's see. Who do we got
he's
online?
He's a black kid. He's a black kid, by the way, as well. It's kind of like the Ben Carson guy. They kind of hope he'll just go away because he's not the right kind of a black person.
Well, you know he should be for promoting fatherless babies everywhere. And I mean, if he mentioned that there was a father that should be brought to the table for discussion, I mean, he'd be out too, just like our buddy Sean Bergen is for mentioning that we should have fathers. All right, who's our caller online? You're up, sir.
It's me, Pete.
What do you say, Pete? This is an example of the real problem. We're so derailed on government school, which we should never have in the first place. Now we're talking about rape, and we're off on this crazy definition. But it all comes down to morality, sir.
But he doesn't fit with the conditioning. He hasn't been conditioned enough. He doesn't fit with the collective. You know, I mean, you know how they work you over through the media. It's pure conditioning and consensus. You know, the word consensus, there it is. 2 + 2 = 4. We all know that. But if you're sitting in a room with 10 people and they start putting up numbers up 3 + 3 and they all say 7, but you say 6, after about 5 times of that, you're going to go ahead and agree with them. And that's what they were hoping.
Or you're going to get a T and get kicked out, right?
Yeah, or you get kicked out and you're not part of the collective and you need a little bit more reconditioning. You know what I mean?
All right.
That's pretty much the way it
is. Make your final point, then we'll let you fly, Pete.
Why?
No, make your final point, then we'll let you go.
Okay, my final point is that we listen to these congressmen say, well, I think we should do away with the IRS. That is pure drivel. You cannot do away with the IRS because they're not a government agency, number one. And number two, they're a collection agency for the Federal Reserve, which is why my idea is the best idea. Start with the money. Return to the – if you want the Constitution to be the supreme law of the land for real, they're very adamant about what should be money in this country.
Ron Paul has been doubling down on this forever. I concur with your point, Pete. Thank you so much. I want Dr. Scott Bradley to chime in. What do you think? He's saying, hey, man, you're not going to get rid of any of this tyranny if you let them make the money. Scott?
Well, absolutely. In fact, again, it goes back to the solution that I was promoting a little while ago, was returning to the plain English words of the United States Constitution. The money was defined. It's coin money. It's not paper money. That's fiat money. In fact, the discussions that were had in August of 1787 in the Constitution Convention, it's appalling to think that we've gone where they were. They were going to allow this unbacked paper money. I mean, there was some discussion about it. They weren't going to allow it. But we had one of the, his name was Reed, I think, out of Delaware, got up and said, if we allow this unbacked paper money, it's worse than the mark of the beast spoken of in the book of Revelation, because we will debauch the currency. And Pete's absolutely correct. We can't fix this with phony money. And by the way, you talk about the IRS. Oh, well, first let me finish up about with the money for a second. The Coinage Act of 1792, which was passed constitutionally, because that was Article 1, Section 8, Clause 5, says that the Congress has power to coin money, so they have the power to set up a mint and establish all of the parameters about that. The Coinage Act of 1792 absolutely defined what a dollar was and is, it still is, and that dollar has not been unseated. It is not made out of paper. It has precious metals in it. Okay, so all of that was defined. And they actually went so far to say, as if anybody is caught debauching the currency, that is, now there's an alloy that goes into silver and gold coins to be able to make them a little bit harder because they'll wear out too quickly if they don't. But there's an alloy that goes in. Well, if you put in too much of the alloy metals to be able to kind of hold back a little bit, maybe the guy that's mixing the brew, if you will, to make the coins puts in a little bit too much of the base metals instead of the precious metals, there was a death penalty for that. And the founding fathers were serious about that. They knew that we needed sound money.
So do you advocate hanging the leaders of the Federal Reserve and all the congressmen and senators that back that from a tall oak tree?
No, I don't think we ought to assassinate them. But what I do think is they ought to be removed from office and sound thinkers ought to be put back in again. And I think that we ought to go back to what...
Think we ought to at least toss them in the clink?
By the way, yeah, for sure. By the way, the IRS, there's somebody has filed an IRS a tax return on my name. I mean, it's an identity theft thing. And so I've been trying to straighten that out with the IRS. Absolutely, unequivocally, the least responsive, least capable of fixing this problem is the organization that we send our money to. They have been totally, completely, unequivocally...
Wait a minute. They're totally capable of fixing it if they really want to.
Well, okay, but they're not. Okay,
agreed.
I can't even get anybody on the phone, get a response.
Well, you know what? If you'd triple down and back rape and back all the standard stuff and become a feminist, feminazi kind of an idea, and you basically back socialism and government health care, I bet you the IRS will lay off, sir.
I don't know, but they're sure not helping me on an identity theft thing where somebody's trying to file a tax return in my name. You know, it's just astounding to me.
What do you think, Kurt? Do you think there's a relationship between his political views and the IRS just giving him a bunch of grief?
Well, they've never done that before. It's never been used as an attack kind of thing for one side or another. I mean, they've always, you know, maintained their,
the honorable
in
IRS,
between
yeah.
kind of situation, and you know, Karen, I mean,
even handed and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's not a problem there.
They
don't
have
know
no
what
constitutional standing. They really don't. And of course, all of the alphabet soup organizations.
They'll still clean your clock, take your property, and toss you in the clink, brother.
Well, and that gets along to the Eighth Amendment. I mean, this idea of excessive fines and so on. I mean, the founding fathers were absolutely. Most of the stuff that got in the Constitution, they had personal experience with, had personal knowledge with, whether it's writs of habeas corpus or whether it's ex post facto laws, and we could talk about all those things and what the king had been doing, and the idea of these confiscatory fines and bails and everything. The king, if he wanted to get rid of you, he just took your property. Well, now if you do anything wrong, the IRS comes in and says, well, you owe us $50, and so the penalty's $250,000 or whatever, you know. And the founding fathers said, this is not going to be where we're going to go. The king used to do this to his political opposition and those that weren't in his good graces. They confiscated their property. And when you have alphabet soup organizations, whether it's OSHA or the FDA or the BATFE or whoever, that can come in and put the big hammer on your head, and the penalty is far beyond anything. I mean... unresponsive on the census, whatever.
Don't worry, they're going to start selling powdered alcohol now, buddy.
That's another issue, but I guess, okay.
All right, Scott Bradley's absolutely right. I do have good news, though. Americans are moving faster than ever, and I'll tell you what it's about in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam Bushman, Kirk Cosby, riding shotgun Dr. Scott Bradley to preservethenation.com on your radio.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Scott Bradley's with us, topreservethenation.com. Kurt, so Americans are turning away. Right? I think it's good
Well,
news.
That's correct, Sam. It looks like the headline reads, well, Americans are moving faster than ever away from traditional TV. Now, you think, well, that's good. You know, they're going to be listening to radio. They're going to be probably doing brush fires of freedom wherever they are,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Participating in all those things. Solutions. But what they say is they watched an average of 4 hours and 51 minutes of live TV each day. So, you know, you're talking about almost 5 hours a day.
Yeah, they're working on a full-time job, sir.
Is what, you know, most Americans do. And they say that's down a few minutes from, that's down 6 minutes from the fourth quarter of 2013 and 2012. Now, I always wonder how they figure this out, you know. But anyway, you don't want to question their facts.
You get a T
but
for
anyway,
that.
They do say, by the way, Sam, that, you know, the ones that are going a little less, hey, they're really just turning to online video.
All right.
With 40% of homes going to Netflix, Amazon Instant Video, or Hulu, etc. This is all according to Nielsen, who, you know, I mean,
they know everything.
They tell
here.
The facts. Yeah. Anyway, the bottom line, Americans are changing their viewing practices.
And while you and I are talking about how to use the principles of the Constitution to restore the Republic and the traditions of our founders, while I point to the moral reality that we face, we've got to obey God's laws and repent, and if we don't, we're never going to ever be successful at our quest for freedom. If we become a moral people, we will. But while we're doing all that, the mainstream press is debating something entirely different. Scott Bradley, the headline says this. Should teachers include porn in their sex ed lessons? The only problem is the kids aren't getting enough understanding about porn and that kind of stuff, 50 Shades of Grey. What the kids really need is kind of an understanding of porn. Because, you know, if you speak out against the rape numbers, you're kicked out of the game for discussion. But you know what? They're really seriously debating teachers introducing porn to students. Here's the reality. They claim that kids are watching porn at an ever younger age at ever increasing frequencies. And by golly, your teacher has to show them porn first to make sure that it's in the right context. Scott?
Well, the answer to the question is no.
Of course not. It's nuts on parade. It's crazy.
Now, this kind of perverse way of looking at things has been going around in different versions for quite a number of years. In fact, decades. In fact, some decades ago, they took young men that were having trouble reading. And they approached it by saying, if we have them read pornographic novels, they will focus, hone in, and they'll you know, they'll turn the pages faster trying to get to the good parts, right? And really what has, they never tell you the dysfunctionality that happens that goes into pornography. I mean, You look at, for example, in India, the complete debauchery of the relationships between men and women, and how women are completely, I mean, they, how often do we hear about women that are basically raped to death there, and how gangs of these roving, perverse animals that are running around the hillside. Now, what, where we are today in America is not that far away from that hillside. We have gone so far down the road, and if we implement this, it will further debauch the true sacred relationship between men and women that's God ordained. He established it from the very beginning, and it is for good and noble purposes that the procreative power is granted to men and women,
to mankind,
and
yeah.
They're in partnership with God in the bringing of spirits to the earth. I mean, it's a magnificent plan, but it's being debauched by those that are seeking to overthrow everything that's sacred, everything virtuous, lovely, of good report, or praiseworthy is under assault in the nation today. And I am not a bit surprised that this is being brought out, but absolutely we have to resist it to the nth degree. We will further destroy the everything that really holds society together. When the family's gone, when it's unraveled, society will go away. Now, back in 1919, the Sokolov anarchists in Russia came up with a program where every woman between the age of 17 and 34 that had fewer than 5 children became property of the state. And they literally said in their notification that any member of the party could make use of her. That's their euphemism, okay? And the fact was that any children that resulted from that would be raised by the state and all these kinds of things. They found when they implemented that program, when the anarchists, these communists that were trying to really go with Marx's program to the nth degree, because Marx, if you read his manifesto, says he's trying to completely destroy the family relationship. Of course, he's godless in every way, shape, and form. But he was trying to completely get rid of the family relationship, put it all into the state, and these Sokolov anarchists in Russia decided to carry this out. They found that society unraveled without the family relationship. Men and women.
Well, I could have told you that without the grand old experiment abusing women. Right?
Women are going to be more abused the more they put the pornographic world out there.
No question.
There's going to be less loving relationships, less fathers in the home. That are. I mean, it is just bizarre. See, I'm old enough to remember when the new morality was simply the old immorality. See, I was there in the transition period in the 60s when we went from the, you know, fathers knows best and leave it to beaver world to, you know, make love, not war, and tune in, turn on, drop out, you know, the Timothy Leary stuff and all that kind of stuff. I was at Haight-Ashbury in 1969. I mean, I saw firsthand how animalistic and debauched the people can become. And,
yeah, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. In fact, this may not be a country song, but Kurt's got a story about a girl. Right, Kurt?
But before Kurt says that, let me
story.
I was
yeah, go ahead.
Ashbury because I was trying to participate in the debauchery. I was there an observer, okay, before I went in the service. Okay, so anyway, go on, Kurt. I'm sorry.
Well, that's interesting to me that you were at Haight-Ashbury. You know, but anyway, now which girl story is it, Sam? I'm trying to remember.
All right, well, I'll have to look it up now here. Hold on.
All right.
It's hard to go to Kurt's stories, man, because I only get a headline. And if he doesn't know the stories that he sent me, it's kind of rough.
Well, you know, I looked down the list and there's
Iowa woman's stomach
stories.
Pains.
Oh, okay.
Led
so
to
this
surprise birth in a
yeah.
shower, ladies
now,
and gentlemen. It's
now,
this woman.
You know,
she doesn't know she's pregnant, right?
That's right. That's what I was going to ask Scott. I mean, both
I think you said it to me like 10 minutes ago, right?
Well, yeah, but, you know, there's some older ones that I, you know that sometimes we go to as well. But anyway, in this story, I guess this lady was experiencing some stomach pains. Now, this has never happened with my wife. You know, when she's pregnant, she pretty much knows about it. But this lady who was experiencing some stomach pains decided to step into the shower, kind of, you know, see if she could feel a little better to help ease this discomfort. Hey, she came out with a baby. Poof. But anyway, that's according to the Des Moines Register. All I can say is, wow. What do you say, Scott?
You know, I guess we've lost touch with reality in this world to the point that some people just, it's astounding to me, off the chart. I hear of these things periodically, and I have to just say, gracious people, be a little bit more aware and kind of put two and two together. Come on, let's move ahead.
I think it was five, buddy. In fact, she was probably raped, don't you think?
No, but I think that she's got to put two and two together of what causes what, you know? So I've,
by the way, does say she has tattoos with the names of her three children, and she's going to add this new baby. They're going to call her Miracle, and they're going to add her as a new tattoo. So anyway, there you go.
Well, the poor child, I mean, honestly, you just need to think about this traditional, this nuclear family that sits together at dinner time. I mean, where has that gone in this world? That actually, you talk about all the hours they watch TV. Or
Scott, you're questioning her dedication to her kids. I mean, she's even got her kid's name on her body. Come on.
Yeah.
She's dedicated,
It's
Scott.
Called graffiti, I guess.
Oh, good point.
But
yeah.
Anyway, no, really, we're really on a slippery slope. We've got to turn to the traditional values and stop this nonsense of throwing in all of this voodoo stuff that whether it's John Dewey or who was the guy that Spock, Dr. Spock? I mean, all of these guys, it's kind of unraveled since they came on the scene. The guys from Freud and I mean Darwin. You know, if you teach in school the mechanics and everything of and anatomy of reproduction, but you don't teach the moral character to go along with it, you're going to have people, you know, Darwin says we're just highly developed animals, we've highly evolved. And
if you
keep telling kids they're animals, they're going to act like animals. We got to start having a higher standard. You know, we are actually, of a higher nature. I mean, we do have a godly heritage, and this nation came from that heritage, and we abandon it. Beginning in the middle of it wasn't just beginning then, but it really settled in the middle of the 20th century, and we're reaping the whirlwind now. It's just tragic.
I hear that. In fact, it makes me think of the old Rascal Flatts country artist song, I Miss Mayberry, you know?
You mean Andy of Mayberry?
Yeah. What do you think?
Let's go back to what we... This
people call you by your first name, okay? All right, we're flat out of time. Morality is vital. And if we don't return to the moral principles that made America great, no matter what attempts we make, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what we believe to be the most important topic is, we will lose. If we triple down on we got to repent as people, we got to follow God's laws, then you know what? A lot of our efforts can come together and will make a tremendous difference. We ask you to get involved. I'm telling you right now, we got a row to hoe, folks, but never give up. Please trust in God. Do your best and trust in Him for the rest. Take care of things personally. In other words, clean your inner vessel, clean your own house, work on your family, and then let it grow from there, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Scott Bradley.
You're welcome. See you guys later.
We can preserve the nation. You're going to help us? LibertyRoundtable.com. Thanks.